soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Thank you for listening today. We're going to have a great week on the broadcast. We're in the gospel of the book of 1 John, and we'll pick it up in chapter 2 today. I'm so very thankful for each of you. I hope you had a good day in church yesterday. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, singing, praising God, tithing, responding, seeing folks saved, led people to Christ perhaps, working on your bus routes. Thank God for all of you. I will sing your praises forever. There's a good song. I think you'll enjoy it as we have the singer sing for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening today. God bless each of you. Amen. That's a good song, fellas. Thanks for singing today. I hope to hear from you. Revival Time at nbbc.org. I promise I'll write you back. It may take me a day. I'll write it today. Some will have to type it tomorrow, but I'd love to hear from you. I I want to remind God's people about Easter that's coming. We're planning on a big Easter Saturday and Sunday here. Saturday in the parks, where we go into the parks and reach thousands of people for Christ. And we're excited about it. I Can Pray. There's a good song. We'll get it up. And then we're in 1 John chapter 2. We'll pick it up with chapter 2, 1 John. God bless you. Thank you for listening today. Now, if you have time, I'd like you to get a pen and mark your Bible. Now, if you're driving, you don't have time. If you're busy making food or something, you don't have time. But I want you to see the little children. Chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. So God writes to the little children. And who are the little children? Well, we're going to find out it's the people of God. And that's not little children. It's an endearing term. It's a teacher that is speaking kindly to his students. So the students could be 30, 40 years of age, but he's still calling them the little children. They're little children in God. Look what it says in chapter 2, verse 13. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him. That's from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. Again, it's a daring term. Notice what he says in verse 18, chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we shall know that that is the last time. Look at verse number 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Look at chapter 3, verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. And so he's writing to these younger Christians in the Lord. Don't get deceived. Chapter 3, verse number 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Look at chapter 4. You're doing well. Ye are of God. Little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Chapter 5, verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves. In fact, 9 times he refers to them as little children, 12 times as children in the book of 1 John in 5 chapters. It's an endearing term. It's a term that I want you to be careful. I want you to be careful of these godless people that bring in these philosophies. Little children, be careful of that. Children, God's people, you're young in the Lord. Maybe you're old in the Lord, and someone comes with it. They're coming. Oh, they're coming in our fundamental Baptist churches right now like never before. Oh, here's a song. It's always music. Here's a song. I want you to hear this song. It just blessed my, I felt like raising my arms to the Lord. Nothing wrong with raising your hand, but friend, you've got to have some substance. You've got to have some theology behind these songs. And it's just not praise and worship and praising God. How about, hey, praise and worship people. Have you written any songs about work? Have you? We'll work till Jesus comes. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Onward, Christian soldiers. Ours at all. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We work. No. Enough of this worship stuff. And I'm all for worship. The offering plate passing is worship to me. That's worship time. I tell our church, don't talk. Listen to the pianist play and get your heart ready for the message. That's worship time. That's worship, ladies and gentlemen. Just not raising your hand. Oh, we worship you. Hey, how about serving? I am happy in the service of the King. Is there any songs with worship and praise, people, that's about serving God? That's what the gospel is all about. We're saved not to sit. We're saved to serve. And so beware of all this. Beware of these false teachers. Beware of people coming in. Well, where in the Bible does it say that you have to wear something like that? Where in the, I just recently talked to a pastor about another church in town, and they, of course, think we're really liberal over here. And can you believe that? Treber's liberal, and because they believe that women should have their dresses down to their ankles, a Baptist church. They believe that women don't have a right to say anything in church, no testimony. They believe that a woman should not vote. They just don't believe in it. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't believe in any of that stuff, so apparently liberal. I'm not, I'm not as straight-laced as you think. I just believe that men ought to look like men and ladies ought to look like women. I think women ought to dress like women. I think men ought to dress like men. Men don't wear high heels. Don't wear lipstick. Don't pierce your nose. Don't pierce your ears. Don't use eyeliner. Well, I'm not talking about, then why do you have these ladies dressed like men? Oh boy, I'm getting off on the subject today. Little children, be careful. Be careful of all this that's invading our churches, that we may, when he appears, we may rejoice and be full of glory. Well, I'm thankful that you're listening today. I've certainly made a lot of friends today. I hope I have. But let's be careful. Father, help us as little children in thee to be careful. A daring term. Where a teacher writes to a student that is very, very close to him. I pray that you would help our members, our radio family, to be very godly, very holy today, very pure. And God, may we live for thee is my prayer. Bless every listener worldwide. And I pray that it be a day in which we glorify thy precious name. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.